estou resolvido a não amar a mais ninguém, porque sem ser amado não convém. Sentimentos,
sentimentos em meu peito eu tenho demais. A alegria que eu tinha nunca mais. Depois daquele dia em que eu fui sabedor que a mulher que eu mais amava nunca me teve amor.
Hoje ela pensa que estou apaixonado, mas é mentira, está dando um golpe errado. Agora estou resolvido a não amar a mais ninguém, porque sem ser amado não convém.
Agora estou resolvido a não amar a mais ninguém, porque sem ser amado não convém.
So I just want to make a correction. So I did not think that, I thought it was on a different album. I just realized that Sentimentos is also on the Really Creepy Album Art album. So if you have any interest in seeing some just real creepy artwork,
do it while it's still light out.
Yeah, do
so
it.
So that it's not scary.
Yeah. The album is Nervos de Asao. Or like Acao. It has like the, it's the C with the little like,
oh, that's a sound.
Yeah. So yeah. Nervos and then DEAC with the thing, the
little, what
tail,
it's called.
The little tail on the bottom. Released in 1973 by Paulinho Viola. First song, Sentimentos. Real creepy artwork. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Last week I had my history of jazz midterm. And I was listening to a lot of 1920s and 30s jazz and swing. A lot of Duke Ellington. And so I'm going to play not necessarily a song recorded by Duke Ellington, but it's off an album called Thelonious Monk Plays Duke Ellington.
Oh, wow. Sign me up.
So, like,
yeah.
What could go wrong, you know?
Exactly.
Thank you. sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
So that was It Don't Mean a Thing, parentheses, If I Ain't Got That Swing by Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington cover. And then Sunny by Bobby Hebb and Sunday off by Honey, H-N-N-Y, all caps. And that is
remember that name.
Sunny is off the album Sunny and Sunday is off the album Sunday.
Yeah.
Spelled like the day of the week.
Sunny not, like the weather, you know, or not really weather.
Was it a sunny Sunday yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was really sunny. Yeah. But it was really cold.
Yeah.
It's frigid.
Cold one.
Yeah. I love all the key changes in Sunny.
Yeah.
Keeps going up.
Honey is like a.
Oh wait, Honey or Sun? Wait, Sunny.
Oh God.
Sunday
why do we
by
do this?
Honey and Sunny by Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby Hebb.
Which one do you like the key changes in?
Bobby Hebb.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like,
that stays, yeah,
maybe I wasn't listening to that song the past. That was literally my number one song on Spotify of 2016. That
really?
Sunday by Honey. Yeah, it just puts me in a good mood.
That you was know? Your number one song on Spotify?
Yeah, what was yours?
I don't know.
My top ones were Sunday, Easy by Pale Hound, Good as Hell by Lizzo, which is explicit, so we can't play it here, which is a super bummer.
Ooh.
Super bummer. And then A Porch's Song and Fool by Frankie Cosmos.
Got Palco by Gilberto Gil.
Unsurprising.
Why I Love the Moon
by Oh,
so many people.
Good.
Amazing song. For a while, I thought that was their only song.
We played it a couple weeks ago on the show.
Amazing.
Which is when I discovered that Noah knew that song, even though he had never played it in the same room as me.
Most played song on Spotify. Second most played song.
Palco, you have played in the same room as me.
Then Kill the Dream by Jerry Paper. Great tune.
Mm.
You Don't Know Me by Caetano Veloso. And Untitled 6 by Kendrick Lamar. And then Theme from Krill.
Word.
Which I'm actually surprised isn't higher up.
Krill! We got a Krill song coming up later this hour.
Yeah.
Some more songs. Yep.
I didn't know if you knew this, but Krill and a lot of other bands on Exploding in Sound, the record label, are donating all of their proceeds, or at least some of
I
their
did
proceeds.
See that.
To CARE, or the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Mm-hmm.
So, despite being broken up, Krill, the band, one of the greatest bands, besides Ween, I guess.
Obviously.
So they're donating, despite not having... They might do a repressing also of Lucky Leaves, which is really cool.
Whoa.
While ago, Exploding Sound was trying to gauge the interest in doing a vinyl reissue of the first Krill album.
Well, Exploding in Sound, we are interested.
Yeah, I would buy that in mind. Buy like three of those.
I'd buy one.
I'd probably buy one, yeah.
Depending on how expensive it was.
I would totally buy one, yeah.
Definitely.
But I would almost definitely not buy two.
Okay, so just print off like...
just print off one,
enough
please.
So that we both get one.
Yeah.
Oh... I had a thing to say. Today, at noon, they're announcing the Spring Fling artists.
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow.
Not yet, folks. It's at noon.
Slow down, folks.
In DeWick, if you want to be
down.
There. Who do you think it's going to be?
I thought it would be really awesome if we could get... Also, if you could cue this up after I suggest this, but Mark Morrison...
Who's that?
Of Return of the Mac... One of the greatest R&B hits of probably all time.
Really?
Return of the Mac, C&J Street Mix. I think it's probably right below a lot of other...
Is it?
Yeah, my Spotify most played. Because I literally, during finals period, I would listen to this on repeat.
Wow.
Just this one song on repeat for hours at a time.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The street mix, right?
Yep.
yes, I do.
But I guess you didn't know. As I said, a story goes. Baby, now I got the flow. Cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day. I'm sure you that I win. You lied to me. All those times I said that I love you.
So this guy for Spring Fling, you think?
Oh, I'm...
He doesn't have the name recognition, though. I feel like Concert Board cares a lot about, like, the not necessarily, like...
Yeah. Someone was saying Neo, and I
you
really
know what
don't
I heard is JoJo. You know JoJo? She was in RV with Robin Williams.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible, terrible reference.
This is her famous song.
Someone also said J. Cole, but I don't...
What?
I think... So the reason that that was... The reason that that was believable to me was because I feel like J. Cole doesn't necessarily have, like... His whole shtick is, like, he's, like, not... He's like, oh, I'm way better than Drake, but I'm not, like, quite as famous.
Yeah, sure.
Or, like, I'm not, like, quite as, like, flashy or, like, you know what I mean? Like, ball out, kind of. So it's, like, it makes... I guess maybe his persona... fits, but there's no way, like, budget-wise. I mean, he's a double platinum artist.
That's the
with
thing.
With no features. Like, he's, like, that's a such, yeah, he's way too big. If we got him, though, that'd be crazy.
All the right things to say.
Oh, you know, my God, I know the song. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know, she
really
was, like,
hope
a low-key
JoJo.
Pop star with, like, one really famous song that everyone will, like, latch onto and play at parties and stuff. For the next
couple
weeks.
Yeah, but I would so much rather people not be playing JoJo at parties than, like, no offense to JoJo. Well,
or Robin Williams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, I didn't really... Yeah. But...
Oh. Yeah. Look at this. She's playing at the Royale in Boston on Sunday, April 30th, a.k.a. the day after Spring Fling is scheduled. Wow. This is insider information, folks.
This hurts
you
my
heard
heart.
It here first. JoJo is playing a show in Boston the day after Spring Fling.
Well, I mean, there are going to be three bands, so it could just be one of the weirdest, most lopsided sets with JoJo and J. Cole.
It wouldn't be the first Jadakiss. Time Concert Board put up kind of a weird lineup that didn't really flow well. Yeah. Ooh, shots out.
Yeah.
Actually, no. No shade to Concert Board. I recently made friends with the guy who's in charge of it. Nice dude, Alex Mitchell.
Oh.
Sorry, am I allowed to say people's real names on the radio? If DJ Fillmore. So that's an interesting little... I mean, yeah. It's nothing like last year when Bournes released their
I wasn't
tour
even like-
list.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Their tour dates, and it said, like, Tufts University, like, a week before Concert Board had planned to release it, which was messy.
Yeah.
Silly.
Man. I'm glad we've been practicing talking through a JoJo song.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so keep an eye out at noon. When that does get announced, and it is JoJo, please call in to WMFO. Recommend us on Yelp.
Yeah, just tell whoever is currently DJing that we were right.
Yeah. Tell the world, honestly. I will be.
Make a Facebook status. Who knows? Tweet?
Don't tweet.
MySpace, LinkedIn.
MySpace. Okay, but Label. We do have, like, music that we also, that we like queued up. This is a song that I heard on another radio show the other day when I was listening to WFO in the car called Boys Making Noise. Isaac Herzog and Jordan DeLawler.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal little show. I think it's on Thursday nights, 9 to 10. Please tune in. It's way better
More
than our show.
Name.
They're super good. Yeah, but I think... But they're on on the station, you know?
Yeah.
This is Rejoice by LXG. That was real, now, love, Jerry
period,
Paper.
Period after each word.
And
punctual.
Rejoice by Alex G.
Punctual.
Punctual.
Punctual. Yeah. Yeah. That was a wild Alex G song. That was crazy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a man of many styles.
That's very true.
I'm gonna read a quick PSA. For this, I'm gonna go back to our friends at Tasty for the background music.
Oh yeah.
Do this one.
Sorry, I was too early.
Cheesy fried hot dogs.
Oh,
picture that being made while I read this.
That sounds awful.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet?
Yeah, just think about it.
That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty. Easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too.
Oh, wow.
And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google, quote, free vegetarian starter kit, quote, and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for Ethical Treatments of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WFO.
Yeah, and honestly, if that's not enough for you, just think about cheesy fried hot dogs, and that's enough to get most
or
people to not want to eat meat.
Chicken Poppers Four Ways, which is our current soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I haven't been watching.
Do you think PETA... Honestly, like, go vegetarian for the vegetarianism, but I'm not sure I would go vegetarian because PETA told me to.
Yeah, do you because of you.
Yeah. Don't do you. Do you because you watched Cowspiracy and you feel bad about eating meat because you're destroying the planet.
Yeah.
And then go back to eating meat about 3 or 4 months later once the kind of images from the documentary have faded from your mind. Like all of us college students.
Yeah.
/ I did that sophomore year. Freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And I broke it during finals week.
I remember that, yeah.
With a cheeseburger. Like the grossest dining hall meat you can possibly get.
Paradise.
All right, let's skip forward to the oh yeah. Here it comes.
Bongos, like. Is the sound?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh no! Stop.
No! 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 No!
Oh,
no!
No!
Great.
Yeah. So you want to throw up another song?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one by my friend Palehound. Not my friend. This music that I really like. I wish they were my friend. Palehound. Just signed with a big label,
yeah.
Polyvinyl. Which means that she's coming out with a new album in, I think, May or June.
It's gonna be cool.
Great news. This is Pet Carrot.
Oh, I just showed this song to Trout last night.
It's so good.
Oh my god.
Friend is a parrot, and I say things that he don't mind.
Hello, you're on the air with WMFL. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Did they just hang up?
Rude.
That was Pet Carrot by Pale Hound, Off Bent Nail, and Shut Up and Kiss Me.
By Angel Olsen.
Shut Up Kiss Me by Angel Olsen, off My Woman. And then at the end of that song, we got a phone call, but it was more of a ding dong ditch kind of situation.
Yeah. Which, you know, if you really want to tell us how you feel, call us back. We would still love to talk to you. But, you know.
No pressure. Like we said, we don't have much to say.
Yeah, I'll just tap on my shoulder and then run away. He's getting my hopes up. Yeah. That was, what was before that? My Boy.
My Boy.
By Krill.
My Boy.
Followed by a new, I guess it's pretty, it's a new song. There's no actual,
it's
like,
an unreleased
it's
song.
A, yeah, it's an unreleased song, as of so far. as of so far. And it's called Signed a Signal from Palm, and,
It was recorded at WXYC, which is the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill student radio station. And I'm just wondering what they're doing that we here at WFO are not doing.
Gonna get Palm up in
getting these
Studio
cool
B.
AF bands to come play their cool, ridiculous, complicated, kind of jarring music in the studio. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. So Palm is currently on Palm's currently on tour with Level Up. Two like very different sounding bands that I feel like would still put on a really, really great live show together. Like I feel like
they're Level not Up that different sounding.
Really? Well, Level
Up, they're both lo-fi rock bands.
Yeah, but like that buck kind of stops there.
Could be more like different sounds. They could be on tour with JoJo.
It was just like, you know, but it's like in terms of
what
like,
if
Palm and JoJo for Spring Fling. No, just like you know, the Level Up's like 1-4-5, like pretty standard like pop punk chord progressions. You know what I mean?
That's simplified, but okay.
I mean, the order in which they're played is kind of wacky, and they like do some cool stuff with that. But like, but
it's 5-1-4.
But for the most part, like a lot of the songs, there's like some combination of that. Whereas like Palms are just like, it's like so much. Yeah, it's like super like intricate. Like
yeah. Okay. We probably two more songs.
Okay.
This one's a new song by Real Estate. correction. That was not a new song by Real Estate. It was the newest song by Real Estate. It actually came out like late January. But like, I thought it came out last week. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm not out of you.
Stupid.
Oh well.
Reaching the end here, folks.
Yeah. We're really getting down to the wire. It's 9:52.
You know what that means. It's time for... Okay. All right, we won't do it. Thanks for stopping.
I guess not. Yeah, do you want to just play like another song?
Let's play a fun game. I'm going to read the Wikipedia page for a movie that I have open because I looked it up last night.
Yes.
And wanted to know a little bit about the plot. I'm going to read the Wikipedia, but not say the actors or the title. Blank is a 2000 American comedy film directed by Blank. The film stars Blank and Blank as two young men who find themselves unable to remember where they parked their vehicle after a night of recklessness.
What could this
through be? Though the film was panned by most critics, it was a box office success and has managed to achieve a cult status, partially from frequent airings on cable television. The film's title became a minor catchphrase and was commonly reworked into various pop cultural contexts during the 2000s.
Dude, Where's My Car?
It was Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, sweet.
I've actually never seen it. I just read the Wikipedia page because I had an argument with someone. Well, not an argument. It was the thing where they were right, and I wasn't quite sure if they were right, so I looked it up, and they were right. And it was, okay, so... Is Dude, Where's My Car at all similar to Harold and Kumar? Because I kind of thought that Neil Patrick Harris was in Dude, Where's My Car. But he's not. He's in Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, he's not in Dude, Where's My Car, to my knowledge. Unless there's a cameo role.
Extremely minor role.
Yeah. Well, no, they're both, like, slacker comedies. It's a group of two... It's, like, two guys.
Similar to Bill and Ted, too.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah, in a similar vein, like... They're, like, They're both duos in Harold and Kumar and Dude, Where's My Car, respectively, are fans of something we're not allowed to talk about on radio.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Do you know...
Which is legal in Massachusetts, but...
guess what the Rotten Tomatoes rating percentage was when this film came out.
Dude, Where's My Car, when it came out?
Or just, you know.
Okay, yeah.
The review.
Okay, yeah. I was supposed to say, I don't think Rotten Tomatoes was a thing when that movie came out.
Or like the average rating 30, out of 10.
Oh, then like 35.
It was 3.6 out of 10. But only, yeah, that was really good. But only 18% of critics gave it a positive review.
Well, that's all, yeah, because critics are, that's, yeah.
Critics are critics. Snobs.
Yeah,
unless any of you
snobs.
Critics are listening to us. Our Rotten Tomatoes.
Roger Ebert gave it 5 stars, though, surprisingly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's one of the greatest film critics of our time. Yeah. Roger Ebert loved it. Gene Shalit loved it.
My dad loved it.
Yeah.
Another great film critic of our time.
Yeah. My dad really liked it, and he also loves Pulp Fiction. If that's any, if that's any like metric of
and he loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We really picked up our energy over the course as we got into the second hour, and I finished my coffee, and Noah finished his extra large Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I didn't finish it.
It literally looks like a 40 of coffee.
It's not a 40 of coffee. It's
how many ounces is it?
It's I think it's a. It should say on here. I think that would be stupid if they didn't tell. It's 24.
24. Okay, that's a lot.
It's like half of. It's a little more than half. Of like yeah, that's yeah. That's not that. That's a lot of coffee, but it's not that much coffee.
I am DJ Alex Trebek.
I am DJ Time Cop.
This is WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to Marfalo Banter
with Mark.
Marfalo Banter with Schmarf Allen.
Marf Ruckolo.
Cruffman Face. This is a song by the best band of all time.